Maybe my culture is.
I don't even know. Welcome back to the Helicopter Crash Podcast with your host, Camilo Gasper, me, myself, and I, and Michael Ganero, to actually post an episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And for the last time in how long? I don't even know, like 9 months, bro? When was the last time we posted a podcast? When was the last time we even did a podcast?
Last time was during, like, right before school ended, I think.
That we posted one?
Yeah.
And the last time we did one's like, we do one like once a week and we just never post the podcast.
Bro, I was, we deleted mine because I kept, we were throwing so much fucking shade. And like, we did not even try to hide who the fuck we were talking about.
Yeah, because you can't just be posting out podcasts that are just straight sneak disses for 46 minutes.
Bro, that's literally just me though. Like, you know me. I'm full of hatred. Bro, I wake up, Reeves.
You wake up Isaiah, bro. You wake up Isaiah. You wake up as Isaiah Rodgers.
Exactly, bro. Every day I wake up and I'm like, bro, I swear to God, my dad's black. No. He's not Dominican, bro. Bro, he's not Dominican. He's black. I can say it, guys.
We're now in a post Isaiah Rodgers Keeney era, bro. Like,
bro, my hair is.
All the teachers are talking about how dog shit he was. They're like, I fucking hated Isaiah.
Really?
He was just a beacon of hatred in this school. Like, yes. Everybody's talking about it.
Bro.
It's like Voldemort now, bro. It's fucking Voldemort in Middletown, even. After the amazing shit. What, these coffee ones?
It's so weird how little.
Mikey's got these coffee cans,
and
I'm about to try
them. We haven't poked it since the hazing incident. Should we talk about that?
Oh,
that's so crazy,
God.
Right?
It's like every time we make a podcast, it's right after like some wild ass event in Middletown, but like. We don't make the podcast because of that wild shit. It's just because, hey, let's make a podcast.
Yes, dude, it's like fucking always, we always have horrible timing. Like, I think we made a podcast right before the whole incident came out. We made one when Kobe died. Like, we made one while, like, Kobe died, as in, like, we were recording that shit, then Kobe fucking died.
The second of, you know.
The second of, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I like, weak type shit, but. I will say this, though. I will say this about the whole hazing situation.
Yeah.
I think the reaction to it is probably one of the worst parts, one of the worst things to come out of the situation. Because not only did it happen to the kid who you're not going to name,
yeah,
you know, obviously.
Yeah,
but
you can't even name any of the kids because it's technically illegal. But
it's technically illegal, yeah. So, like, you know, hearts out to the victim.
Yeah.
I wish him the best and I hope that him and his family get over this.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think the reaction to everything that happened is fucking despicable. Because people are more upset about the football season getting canceled than the actual
situation.
Like,
because they don't understand how many, like, walls, how many rules they kind of have to break for this to fully occur the way it did, bro. Like, it's not
like
this
it's
was
not
just,
only,
this
it's
wasn't
not
like
only
some
football,
single,
it's football, cheerleading, banned. Like,
no, not
money.
Just that. I'm saying, like, for the situation to even occur, like, for this whole hazing shit to happen,
yeah.
How much, like, uncaring has to be the fact, like, they're unattended, there's like 30 of them, like, this has happened before,
like
there's so much fucking nuance
list.
There's so much
there's
nuance
list,
behind it,
but people are ignoring it. They heard a loose idea of what happened and assumed that it was a one-on-one thing and that that's
and
it
they run with one side or the other.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And the problem is when everything first came out, the district was like, none of the stuff you're seeing, these articles are true. None of the stuff you're seeing is true. They're exaggerating.
And then,
da, 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 da. And then everything else comes out, and they're like, yeah, we got to cancel this season. You know, da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. So it's just like the people in the town are like, bro, y'all fucked up the bag in every way.
I just think that the football season getting canceled is
the right thing. It sucks
for a lot of people, but it's the best thing that could have happened in this situation.
The government made the right fucking
decision. I will say this. I saw a particular graduated senior, same person who went to my grad. I'm not going to say his name, obviously.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But he said that, like, oh, why is everybody in the football and cheerleading, like, teams and band all being punished for a mistake made by kids?
Mistake? He's in a mistake?
If I walk into a bank and shoot three people, that was not my bad.
Well, that's
my bad.
Like, remember when, like, the kids that were involved in the situation, when they still had, like, a massive online presence about everything that was going down before they kind of, like, turtle shelled away because of the crazy shit that they did.
They were, like, still posting shit.
Yeah, they were,
like, when the
they
first,
were, like,
when
they
it
were,
was still
yeah,
just the
they
first
were, like,
video,
they were
acting like nothing happened.
They were, no,
like,
well,
they
were in defense because, like, that's when the first video came out, all the articles came out, and they were immediately, like, posting, being like, yo, like, we were just some kids messing around. These old heads shouldn't be dunking on us like this. It's like, bro, you committed a terrible sex act. Like, you gotta be punished.
Three separate times.
Like, bro, you're a repeat sex offender.
Oh,
I think the boomers have a right to dunk on you.
I don't think it's just... it's not just happened three times. They had a list. Can we talk about that?
Got a list.
Wait, they had a list?
A list, yeah, people they were going to do it to.
It's like,
that's why this was hazing. It wasn't just one person. It wasn't just a deviant sex act against, like, one fucking
also,
player.
I just don't think they also don't know what hazing is. Hazing is meant to be, like, funny, bro.
But like you hold someone down and like
No, hazing is an actual crime.
Him and his people in the army, they would haze each other, but they do stupid shit. Like they would, like, if someone falls asleep in a chair, like a newbie, they'll tape him in the chair and then like slap him in the back of the head because he was bald.
Yeah.
And obviously they weren't beating him, they were just slapping him hard enough that it made a noise. And
they were 13 reasons why him.
Exactly. They're just goofing around. But now,
hazing is throwing us like a garden spider at somebody, you know?
Like, but this also stirs the conversation. It's like, bro, if you went up to any of these kids and you're like, yo, like, because the thing is, the whole kind of people that did it, it's like that homophobia-esque type of shit, right? If you walk up to him being like, bro, you're gay, like, it's okay, accept it. You might be a rapist, but you're also gay, right? They'd be like, nah, fam. Then we were just going around. We were just having a gaffy little time.
So many things came out of this fucking situation. It's insane.
You know,
it's
a wild thing.
What?
Like when I heard about, I'm like, oh yeah, I saw the video. They were talking, and the video I saw was the kid being held down cradle style, where his head and his like his legs were over his head. Someone put a broomstick in his ass and leaned forward into it. That's the video I saw. And then apparently, that wasn't the video everyone else saw. That was, like, the actual, like, video people saw were a massage gun.
Yeah, that's
so
the
then
video
I guess,
I, that's
like,
the video I saw.
I guess dots were connected. Two videos.
And that's why they
surfaced.
Finally said that everything fucking came out like that, which
yeah.
was nuts,
and then,
right?
I didn't see any of the video. Honestly, thank God. I did not want to see that shit.
Oh, my God.
Bro, if I have to say one thing, like, you know how people are like, I would never want another 9/11, but I would definitely want another 9/12 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, they'll say they want, the day after because how nice people were, bro. I don't want another, like, any of this shit because everybody's so more pessimistic. Like, everybody's a bitch now, dog. Like, it's like everybody's just pissed
and
at all times.
It's either... Nah, bro, they were joking, man. I mean, like, it happens on every single team to ever exist, ever.
They're like, fuck you,
bro. And then,
fuck everything, bro.
And then other people that, like, every single person, because of this event, every single person in Middletown should be euthanized, like, bombed to the ground, set on fire.
That's another thing, bro. Middletown, I do not claim. Like, I have things outside of Middletown, right? But people know I'm from this town because of certain things I do here and there, right? And people are, like, asking me, like, yo, like, what's going on? Is that the tactics you guys are using nowadays? Like, are those teachers?
I will say this, too. I do like that other schools are trying to help the non-guilty students who are...
Thank God, yeah.
No, it's not
like,
working. Some of these parents are like, fuck no, these kids aren't,
oh,
like...
Oh, yeah, like, okay,
like,
so...
Like, some schools are not allowing them because the parents are like, fuck these band kids. Fuck their cheerleaders, too. I hate them all.
Yeah, like, Steelen and LD offered, right? And we couldn't because there were fucking death threats like crazy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, people are like, bro, oh, yo, that band kid that wasn't involved in any way, shape, or form and just saw the video, fuck that kid.
Bro.
Fuck that loser.
White people are crazy, man.
Yeah.
Bro, if white people... I noticed one thing. So I spent 11 years of my life in New York. Not a lot of white people, honestly. Mm. Mainly Hispanics. A lot of black people. Some Italians, but they don't count. Especially if they're from New York. But, bro, if Pennsylvania told me anything, white people fucking go crazy over football.
It's like I'm watching one of them Vice documentaries of all the fucking KKK members and shit all the time.
Bro, white people will go absolutely buck wild over fucking football, bro. They will...
It doesn't matter what it is in football. If it
bro,
has the word football in it.
Like, they will go crazy. High school football, these people are going nuts. Tom Brady retired, like, unretired and got death threats, bro.
Well, he was the best fucking... He had the best dynasty,
best.
Bro. He was the best team. He was the best team. And then he retired. Rest in peace.
He was on the best
team. He unretired.
Huh?
He unretired.
He's
he unretired?
Playing.
Wait, what? Isn't
yeah,
Tom
Michael
Brady,
Jordan.
Like,
but, like, without the half-year break.
This is the third time he's done it.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Michael Jordan, after having, like, a 20-year career, what the fuck do you mean?
Yeah, he had, like, a 10-year career. He was like, fuck it, baseball.
That's like if
Kareem, like,
that's
fuck
like
it,
if fucking 70-year-old Kareem right now was like, fuck it, I'm going back to the league. And he started playing again, bro. What the fuck do you mean I'm retiring? He's like 56.
Yeah.
Is he
still
a coach?
Going hard. He's
is
still
he a
going
coach?
Hard. Who?
Is he a coach?
Who?
Tom Brady.
No.
Is he a player?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
He's still playing.
He's still playing.
He's still playing. This man should just fucking buy his own team by now. Like, I feel
he's not GM status yet, bro.
Not GM, like, own the team.
Buy the fucking Patriots and then go from there.
Buy the Patriots.
And the Buccaneers, bro. I'm a Buccaneer fan!
Yeah! I mean, I deadass know nothing about football. Like, deadass. All this I'm saying is fucking coming out of my ass. Does he play for the Patriots?
He used to. He doesn't anymore. He switched teams to prove that to the Buccaneers so he can prove that it's not just like a Patriot thing. But, you know, he moved to a team.
But he was the Patriot thing. That's like Michael Jordan.
The thing is, he basically went from a team that was so fucking good to a team that was so fucking good but had a dog shit quarterback. And so he just replaced the quarterback.
He just went to another Patriots team that was the same
practically. He was basically, their team was like a fucking chessboard without a queen, and he just like
became the queen.
Yeah. He's like, boom. All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's so dumb. Be like, I need to get away from the Patriot thing. That's literally
he's like, man, I need to prove myself in another team. Goes to another amazing team.
But like, you don't do that if you're the person that made the team great, bro. That's fucking stupid. Like, that's so dumb. That's only if you got carried by your team, bro. Like Russell Westbrook, didn't cheat.
I wish I knew anything about football. I'm gonna be honest.
Just know Tom Brady is not the best player to ever play.
I know in basketball, Kyrie Leonard left his team and people were upset.
Who are you trying to say? Which one?
It's like an African American Leonard.
Kyrie.
Kawhi.
How is it spelled? Because I swear to God, I saw on Twitter.
K-A-W-H-I, bro.
Oh, bruh. Okay, yeah. I remembered it spelled A and I were fucking...
He just left his team for no reason. Like, he had no reason. He won, became Finals MVP, and then just said, fuck this shit.
Fuck the Raptors, bro. Die.
Honestly, Drake was being
too annoying, bro. I would've left, too. I would've fucking did, bro.
Oh, yeah, Drake owns the Raptors, doesn't he?
No, he doesn't own the Raptors. He has, like, 1% of the Raptors or something like that.
Yeah,
like
he goes
mascot.
every game.
And he's always doing this basketball.
Let's go!
He's always doing, like, those basketball coach fucking throws where they're, like, they stand and they go, ah! Like, they throw their hand.
Yeah, like, throw their hand out.
Fucking, that was like Mr. Bradford.
The air punch.
But now, what, who's he play for? The Clippers?
Yeah.
The fucking Paul George? They're garbage. They're ass.
I mean...
And you mean what?
They're a dog shit final... Like, not finals. They're a dog shit playoff team.
Bro, they have... Bro, for think about it. Kawhi and Paul George are in the top 5 most highly paid fucking players right now.
Dog, you do...
Like, this year. As in, like, their yearly salary. This year. How much they got paid?
Bro, there's a max.
I know.
Like, there's, like, the 25 contract? People with max contracts.
I know. But no, like, this year alone.
Yeah.
It's not the... I'm not talking about, like, they got the biggest contract over the span of, like, a few years. I'm not talking about max contracts. Salary alone, this year.
There's a max to 1 year deals, too. Like, there's a max you can pay them per year. And then you can pay them multiple max years.
No, he's been, like, consecutively... on the list.
Yeah, that's because he gets a match like every other
that's
fucking
what I'm saying.
All-star.
He's still top... He's still top 5 paid.
Yeah.
Out of the all-stars.
He's not a top 5 player, but he's...
I didn't say top 5 player. I said top 5 paid.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said... Oh, my... Gosh, you're the most annoying person to fucking argue with. Yes, he's not a top 5 player. That's
no,
what
I'm
I
not
said.
Saying that.
And you want to know what else I'm going to say, Rashid?
What?
He does get paid top 5 because there's multiple... players that get paid a fucking max contract.
Yeah, but I'm saying
a 10-way tie is a 10-way tie.
It's not a 10-way tie.
Oh,
he's in the top 5 paid. He's in the top 5 paid.
Yeah, and that's like LeBron, Anthony Davis.
Yes.
Russell doesn't get a max. Pretty sure John Wall.
I
fucking
got some
Kyrie
shit.
Irving.
80's like 9th on the list, bro.
Who is?
80. Anthony Davis. He's like 9th on the list.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, Kawhi was top 5 paid, is what I'm saying.
I'm about to prove your entire stupid fucking
I got some crazy shit to say.
What?
How Addison Rae's life is, like, falling apart.
Bro, what? Explain that, because I got him off of TikTok like two months ago.
It's a fucking thing. So, basically, it starts off with one thing. So, she does a deal with Adidas, and Adidas, for some reason... is making a like a Christian brand of like bikinis.
Okay.
So it's a top and like bottom, right?
Yeah.
So it says Father Spirit, no, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, like on the fucking vagina. And so people don't like that.
Bro, they need to fire Kanye, bro. They were doing too much crazy nonsense.
And people were like, obviously, Addison, why the fuck would you do this? Like, that's fucking stupid, you know? Like, that's like, sacrilege, like, as a whole. Right, so that happens. So she didn't get canceled, but, like, people are like, yo, you're kind of a piece of shit for that. So next, bro, fucking, Young Gravy makes a video calling, Addison Rae's, Sherry Rae's, like, fucking hot.
Is that Addison Rae's
that's
mom?
That's Addison Rae's mom, yeah.
Okay.
So he calls her, like, a mega MILF. Like, okay. He can do anything for her,
okay.
Right? And so that happens, and then, like, 2-3 days later, her dad, Monty Lopez, motherfucker.
Is this guy in the picture? I've never heard
no,
of her dad.
Okay, so, context. Monty and Sherry have been divorced for, like, a couple months now.
Okay.
Because he cheated on her.
Oh, okay.
With, like,
okay.
Hella young girls. Like, 22,
oh,
20,
shit, oh,
21, 22-year-old girls.
Okay.
He's, like...
Okay, so Monty's into the question now after the Young Gravy shit. And what happened?
And so what happens is a fucking not long after Gravy makes a video called Sherry Hot,
yeah.
Monty goes, like, Young Gravy's a pussy and he won't fight me in the boxing ring.
Wait, did they box?
No.
Okay, I was about
Young
to say.
Gravy.
Bro, he just wants money.
Yeah, Young Gravy replies and is like, bro, you're a grown ass man and
box
you
me.
Do nothing and you do nothing but embarrass yourself constantly. Like, okay, because he's not wrong. Monty Lopez is like known.
He's a piece of shit person.
He's a terrible person and he's a terrible father. So he tried to take a lot of money from Addison when she got famous, which he did that successfully. They started his own little brand, and like he kind of made some money off of that because he was Addison Rae's dad,
yeah,
so people
yeah.
obviously traction
yeah.
sure.
Why are you going?
Oh, wait,
oh,
you're completely forgot.
You fucking delinquent.
Dude, I am a delinquent. I was just rubbing my hands on this bag of like coffee candies for like 2 seconds, bro.
Geeking.
Okay, but
no,
keep,
fuck it.
So why like, Monty Python so goddamn shit?
Python?
No, not Monty Python.
Monty Lopez.
Monty
this motherfucker, he basically like trying to profit off of Addison's career and would like keep going like, you know, like creator parties where like all these like famous fucking like TikTok.
Yeah, like VidCon, all that type of like.
No, but like not
on,
like no like house parties.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
And, like just
like
hit
by,
on TikTokers.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like by himself without Addison. And he'd like legitly hit on like 22, 21 year old girls. He's gotten kicked out of like
he's on that Greg Paul type shit. Remember?
Yeah,
Greg Paul's dad,
yeah,
that
bro.
Motherfucker?
Like he would get kicked out fucking constantly. Like, constantly.
He's like, what did I do? What did I do?
What did I do?
Fucking, just...
And so, like, that happened. And then, Gravy makes a video. He's like, yo, you're a fucking terrible father. Like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, you're worried about fighting me. You had a kid. Be a dad.
A whole ass living human breathing
being. Young Gravy just fully calls him out as a father.
And so, and so that happens. Addison has been fucking radio silent, by the way.
Yeah.
She's full-on just stops posting about anything. Because now her fucking parents are embarrassing themselves on the internet. And Gravy's in the picture because he just called her, like, Sherry Rae hot. And then, at the fucking VMAs, Young
Wait,
Gravy...
they were at the VMAs?
At the VMAs, which
yeah.
happens, like, a month or so after that, Young
yeah.
Gravy takes Sherry Rae as his date to the fucking VMAs. And they make out on camera.
What? When did this all happen? I'm the fucking out of the loop, bro.
Bro,
I remember seeing a fucking Moist Critical video about that.
After like I did stop posting like Content Cops, bro. I don't know any drama at all, bro.
Is content and Content Cops still a thing?
That's not a thing.
That
stopped like 4 years ago.
iDubbbz doesn't post anymore. You know what's crazy about that?
What?
iDubbbz and H3H3. So you know how they were like the edgy people of YouTube? Like
yeah.
They didn't give a fuck about
for like the wall. Because
like that's like, okay, 20,
so,
like in 2720,
so
you could just
like,
say the
like,
N-word.
Two
yeah.
different things happened. H3 posted on his, like, he posted a video, or he made a podcast, and then he posted a video
that
about
podcast
Twitter.
Is so fucking AIDS.
Well, it's kind of funny.
What?
It's stupid funny.
The podcast is H3 podcast in general?
So
H3H3,
he's so
I like it. It's
so H3 fucking posts, and he goes, yo, like, you know, I am not proud of my past on YouTube. Like, I don't know how you feel about it. I'm not going to apologize for it because there's no point. But, like, if you want to stick around and see what I become, I would like that. But honestly, if you're done with me and want to move on, that's okay. But I'm a new person.
Mm.
Which is... seeing that was crazy. H3? Saying that he regrets his past, and then
I still remember him eating an egg out of a fucking like sewage pipe.
I know,
like a deviled egg out of a sewage pipe, and then throwing
fucking
up.
Fucking terrible.
What the fuck?
Like iDubbbz basically force feeded him.
And then iDubbbz goes on the H3 podcast before the remember like the content like boxing thing that
Idubbbz
did.
I watched that shit not live.
The fights were crazy though.
They were cool.
Okay,
they're
but fucking
awesome.
Wait, we can talk about that afterwards because fight's interesting. So Idubbbz basically goes on like the HG podcast and he goes, "Oh, my entire YouTube career is a mistake," and I'm like, "Huh?" He goes, "Yeah, like he basically is like, yo, I like was in such a fucking dark place." And I, like, legit just started saying whatever the fuck was on my mind, and it was cancer. And so Aishu's like, "So what made you realize this?" He goes, "I went outside." Like, he was like,
Is this in, like, 2021, 2022?
This is 2022. This is 2022.
When did this happen? When did this happen?
On the Aishu podcast.
Yeah, but when?
Like, 2 or 3 weeks before Idubbbz boxing thing. Like, before the event actually happened.
Oh, okay. Like,
and so,
that shit?
So, like, he was on the issue podcast. He said, "Yo, like, my shit was cancer." Like, I was like,
"What?"
He said deadass that he was one of the worst things that happened on the internet. And on some level...
Well, I did rewatch that Content Cop on Tanamogu, bro, and it's fucking, like, a littered mess. Like, it's just crazy.
I here's the thing. I wish I could disagree. I wish I could... But he's right. Idubbbz
is
dead. He was one of the worst things to happen on.
Like, I can remember
some of the shit he said.
He said, like, as a 12-year-old little baby, little like boo boo child.
I watched this.
I still remember
when he said something along the lines of, "This is not a direct quote." Fucking, it was like that. He was like, now the thing is, while like you know, he's just opening package. He's like, the thing about, and then just says the hard R N-word. Everyone should be able to say it, or no one should be able to say it. I don't know why I'm in this stupid fucking middle ground.
Dude,
and
exactly.
They just, like, kept moving on. Like, it was a normal fucking thing to say.
Because bro was like, "Nah, man. Since every slur has history behind it, it's either they're all good or they're all bad. So I believe we should be able to say them all, even though I am a white male that has nothing to do with any of these slurs
exactly.
at all."
Bro,
it was like, fucking crazy.
It's so weird how all the people in his, like, that group have all changed for the better. Like,
fucking
Joe's
reviews, all the them.
Dude, Chad and Max do cold ones now. Cold ones
is cold ones still a thing? Do they still
cold
do cold
one
ones?
Is good.
It's
they have a
podcast.
There's way too many podcasts now, bro. To keep
yeah, but
with.
Like, there's only like two good ones. Right?
Exactly.
And you know, one of them is the Helicopter Crash podcast.
The other one is Cold Ones.
Maybe if we actually posted episodes like normally,
and we're gonna post yours.
We're like Andre 3000 a podcast, bro. We made like 20, 50 songs, and then we're still regarded like top 10, but we're just like, he doesn't post. He's like, "Man, this ain't work."
Don't worry.
I'm fucking Little Wayne, bro. We're making 50 in a studio session a night, and then we don't release a single one.
Yeah, but don't worry. I'm the third one. I'm going to be replacing Chris.
He's going to keep us consistent.
Gotta keep the consistency, man.
But, all right, no. So here's, it's like,
man, you also know what we need to get into, bro? Drug use in Middletown, bro. Drug use in Middletown.
I want to hear what you have to say about
that. That's such a... I feel like that... You know what? You talk about drug use in Middletown a lot. I'm going to disagree on one point.
Okay.
It is not as deep as you claim it is. I'm going to be dead ass with you.
Okay.
Every time you talk about drug use in Middletown, you're always like, bro, it's rooted in this.
I will tell you
exactly one place where all the drug use in Middletown comes from. Dead ass, right now.
Okay, first.
I will tell you one place. I will tell you one place in all the drug use in Middletown comes from, right?
Okay. You say it, and then I'll combat you on that, so we can get into debate on the drug use lore in Middletown, bro. You go first.
Pineford, bro.
That's just racist. That's just gotta be racist.
Are you kidding me, bro?
That's just classist. That's classist, bro.
You're just saying words.
You're just hating on rental communities, bro, dog. You're just assuming things about rental communities. Pineford, bro. You think that's a drug selling name? You think they got massive amounts of coke in Pineford, huh?
Yes. Yes. People get arrested for hard drugs in Pineford all the time. I lived in Pineford for like 2-3 years. Deadass, my neighbor got arrested for like fucking coke ones.
Man, that's not Middletown, bro.
Okay.
No. I'm talking about the community aspect, bro. The community.
No. On a more deadass, it's not actually Pineford. It's not actually Pineford.
It's
where all it like comes from is really just kids.
It's just CDEs.
It's really just like kids trying to be cool.
No, I feel like it spirals.
I feel like it's fucking.
It's the same thing it always is in most schools, where it's just upperclassmen selling to lower classmen and being like, "Bro, weed is where it's at.
It's literally just grooming, bro. It's drug grooming. Drug grooming, deadass.
It's literally just like
drug grooming.
It's all wrong? Just, bro. All the underclassmen are all the fucking like Willy Wonka ticket like one winners or whatever it is, and there's just one upperclassman that's just fucking Willy Wonka himself, and he's like, "Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination." But there's lore behind it because it's a bunch of ADHD kids being like,
"I love weed.
No, but it's like I love paraphernalia, Molly. Bro. It's because it's become such
three
like a...
NBA young boy!
It's like, it's become like you can have like a Reddit community on it, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's aspects to it that kids are just loving so much when it comes to the paraphernalia aspect.
Paraphernalia, you
paraphernalia, bro, Jesus Christ. But like, nah, ever since the three different drug communities of Middletown latched together in forces, bro.
Who caused that?
I don't know who the catalyst, bro. I think it was Chris. I think Christopher Angel Hernandez was the catalyst of
Middletown. Yeah, man,
I can't. Honestly, cannot think of anybody who could possibly ever do that. You know,
I don't think I could either. No,
like,
okay, but cocaine use in Middletown is becoming a fucking. But not. You know what?
Is Middletown going to become heroin high?
No, it's not going to become heroin high. Yo, one of my teachers the other day was explaining to me, we got to get into heroin high later, bro. That's like the main topic.
I will absolutely talk about heroin high.
In the car talking about that was the funniest shit.
One of my teachers was telling me the other day, bro, like 10 years ago, apparently, in Middletown, meth used to be the shit. Like, meth used to be the thing in Middletown, like 10 years ago, bro. I'm telling you, like, the Jay Jerkin era of Middletown, bro. Meth used to be the hot shit on the streets.
You know what I hate about Middletown?
What?
Is that you can accurately track the lore in Middletown to people.
To people?
Yeah, like, it's like yo, you could be like, yo, this era.
Like, okay.
The Isaiah Rogers Keeney era.
It's ended, bro.
We're in the new era.
No, before that, Jose Lopez era.
Fucking hell, bro.
If I could become
a D1 athlete then just sell drugs and not become a D1 athlete, that would be life, bro.
Bro, if I could, like, do a seminar on, like, just, like, how to mass gaslight an entire school, it would be him. Because this man somehow convinced, like, half of Middletown that he was this sweet, lovable, amazing person. This man sold drugs. He, like, had a sexual assault background.
Wait, what?
This man is evil. Why do you think he got laid out in the parking lot once?
I never heard about this.
Bro, this man, okay, so the quarterback at the time, I do not remember his name, was, like, had a sister, and Jose Lopez kept, like trying to do that shit.
Yeah.
With his sister. So my homecoming, I saw it.
Wait,
this man
is this your freshman or sophomore year?
It's my freshman year.
Okay, freshman
year. I'm sitting here, I'm out there, I'm like, I'm waiting for my mom to come pick me up,
yeah.
Right? Motherfucker walks up, hey, Jose. Jose turns around, bop, Jose fucking drops. And then he says, stay the fuck away from my sister. And then Jose, okay, I'm gonna lay down exactly like how I saw Jose was laid.
Was it like a Family Guy style? Family Guy style, bro.
Posted up like a fucking dead body drawing at a crime scene, bro. What the fuck?
He was
no, Family
dead.
Guy, one arm up, one arm like down, like
fucking. Oh, what? Fell down the set of stairs, Family
yeah, yeah,
Guy.
Yeah. One leg over the other.
And they're like, it's just like, did Jose say anything or get up?
No, he was out cold.
Are we not gonna talk
bro,
about?
You don't lay like
wait,
that and be
are we
like
not gonna talk
awake.
About how your cousin jumped Chris last year, bro?
What?
Bro, I will not accept Darius is my cousin. Bro.
Okay, so he has this cousin that's the character of a lifestyle, bro. This guy,
Mikey looks so
guy,
fucking befuddled
this,
right now.
Okay, Cam's cousin, bro. I went to school with him. Okay, a supposed step cousin. I bet you it's secretly blood too.
No, it is not. His dad's in like prison or something.
That's gotta be
respectfully.
Okay, well I'm just gonna. I'm gonna gloss past
his
that.
His dad is respectfully.
I'm gonna
in
gloss
prison.
Past that. But I'm saying is, I went to school with him since elementary school, right? This guy is this white Italian Jewish dude, right?
He's always
said the N-word. This man has never had the N-word outside of his vocabulary, bro. It has always been part of his repertoire, bruh. I swear to God. I swear, bro.
The repertoire.
Yes. And so, basically, but he's, like, it's because he's this white boy that, like, thinks he's this kind of, like, hood kind of
group. Like, black right? rapper, bro. He's yes. wearing his Logic.
Yes, and he thinks, like, he thinks he's Logic. He's, like, an ugly Logic, right?
Okay, don't say that as if, like, Logic is, like, this beautiful
He's
man.
An uglier Logic, okay? And so, last year, this man, he's on my bus, and so is our other host, Christopher Angel Hernandez.
Oh, my fucking God.
And, dude, they were just joking back and forth, and Chris was just like, yo, Darius, you have no hoes on your dick, or some dumb shit like that.
You get no bitches,
and
bro.
And it was just something like that. And Darius was like, oh, really, Chris? And he started joking with him, too. Like, Darius was being part of the joke. Like, it was all just cool, right? Wouldn't think anything of it. Granted, this motherfucker is whoever the main guy from Death Note is, thinking like med fucking deep in his brain on how he's
like
plotting.
Music in his head, he's just like,
how he's plotting on Chris's downfall,
this
right? Fucking.
I can just like, this is an excuse for me to become one of the
greatest Hulk Hogas of all time.
This is how I get out of the trenches. I beat the fuck out of another kid that's in them with me.
That's in there with
that
me.
That uses body as a stepping stool.
Dude, it was like a scene from a Hughes Brothers movie, bro. It was like Menace Society right in front of me, right? This motherfucker, they get off the bus.
World Star
the bus
logo appears
is pulling
in the bottom
away.
Right corner.
Chris is walking. Imagine just two black panels. Like, this is a real fucking movie scene, dude. Chris is walking, and Chris just hears, yo, Chris! And Chris was like, and like, he fucking turns around for a second. And Darius, he must have like his lip out of his fucking mouth, full fist, posted up. Bow!
Oh, like wild overhand, just bow!
Like, this man probably pistol whipped him with his fist, bro. It was fucking insane. But punches him to where Chris falls to the ground in one foul swoop, bro. And this
he starts stomping him.
And he starts straight curb stomping him. I'm talking full feet on his head, and Darius was a boot-wearing guy. This motherfucker wore Tim's as Chris is like $180 Ray-Ban aviators are fucking crunched sitting over like 20 feet away from his body, bro. And Chris is just like,
and you guys are watching this shit?
No, I didn't watch it. I went home. Like,
so
I
people
were
people on the bus could still see it?
Yes, like the bus was pulling away, and they were like, yo, that kid's getting his ass beat. And the bus driver
should
was
have
like,
sued the fuck out
well,
of
the
Darius.
Bus driver called it in, but they didn't stop it. They were like, yo, that kid's getting his ass beat, and whipped that shit around. Like, they fucking.
And they're, like, damn, where? Damn, it's crazy. I don't care about no trailer park, boys.
He said, if it's under the poverty line, that's not in my jurisdiction.
Under the poverty line, under my jurisdiction, bro. Someone lower than me can get that shit.
The school generally does not care about kids like that. For the fate story of a Mr. Individual named John Bell, bro.
Fuck John Bell.
Why fuck John
Wait,
Bell?
I have a
it's
question.
Fuck
I have
John
a question.
Bell.
Real
yeah.
quick. Why did Darius take that so personally?
We don't know. We have no
like,
clue.
Like, he
like,
was just
like,
joking
like,
with it.
Darius ended with it, like, after he finished curb stomping, was like, yeah, Chris, don't ever say shit about me like that fucking again. Don't fucking talk to me like that, da-da-da. And then walks away. After Chris is, like, crying, just like, decrepit on the ground. Bro, I don't know how I, like, you gotta be
This isn't
dead.
The first time. This
you
isn't the first time.
You gotta be closeted, yo. There's no way.
There's
that's pure closet
like,
activity.
No, this isn't the
that's
first time he's done some like wild shit like that at
Wait,
a fucking
what?
Family gathering
okay.
at a family function.
Okay.
This motherfucker. Okay, so let me put it this way: there's like three. There's three brothers. Like a fucking.
It's like that one fucking Rick and
like
Morty.
Some like yeah
three
yeah
brothers.
Yeah yeah. Whenever Morty leaves and comes back through the portal and it ages.
Yes
like,
yes
like,
yes.
It's like that, but it's he. Okay, so there's Mark, Nick, and Jason. My dad's Jason.
Okay.
Mark, Darius' stepson.
Okay.
And then
no, Mark,
Nick.
Wait, no, he's not Darius' stepson. He's Darius' stepdad.
Yeah. There's a grown fucking man. There's a grown fucking man beating Chris.
Okay.
Right? And then Nick. And then Nick had a wife. Nick, they had children.
I'm sorry. I can't get him. Grown fucking man being Chris.
On a school bus he was sitting. He took that shit personal.
Full beard. Motherfucker was secretly the bus driver. Started kicking Chris's ass. He was like, sorry guys. I said, you guys gonna be a little bit home late. I gotta get off real quick. Kid was talking shit. Let me kick his ass.
He's a fucking Mercedes airline.
On-site action bus driver.
Chris, he was all this shit. The judge was like, come on, Chris. Come on. Your bus stop's waiting. I can wait.
I can wait.
Second he goes down the steps, he just gets up, just like towards him.
Fucking power walks, power shuffles towards the man.
Nick was throwing a party. Okay. It was like a Christmas party.
Okay.
They got children. There's like 12 children, including me.
Yes.
Two actual cousins.
Yes.
And a fake one. Okay. Darius. The fake one. The false cousin. Now, the thing is, they had one of these, like, it was
the
a cool
Judas.
Little, it was like a cool little prop. Judas, yeah. It was like a cool little prop. What it did was, it was like a dagger, and when you stabbed it into someone, it would retract it.
Okay.
So Darius, in his, like, endless wisdom, jumped onto fucking Nick's wife. Like, onto her back. She has, like...
Wait, what?
And starts, like, with the knife, just starts, like, stabbing her. Like, full-on fucking, like... And he's trying to fucking kill her.
With the retractable...
With the retractable dagger.
What the fuck?
And you wanna know what happened? Never invited again. Never, like, gone.
Wait,
no more family
functions
for Darius.
Was Nick's wife, like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you?
No, the thing is, it's not just that. She had, like, fucking brain issues.
That's some...
Like, she had, like, brain surgeries, like, 3 months prior.
He fucking did that to, like, the
to, like, the worst possible person to do it to.
BoJack Horseman's grandma, bro?
Essentially.
Shut the fuck up. Did it to some old lady with a lobotomy? He just started stabbing with a retractable...
She was, like, 30, had brain cancer, and had, like, back problems.
How old was Darius? How
like
young was he?
13?
What motherfucker was a conscious menace?
He knew. It wasn't like he was a 4-year-old and didn't weigh much. This was like,
homie,
Darius was
homie,
large.
Been, oh, wait, 13-year-old Darius. This man must have been like 5'7", 140 pounds. Goes up to this frail 30-year-old fucking brain cancer woman. Hey, auntie, I gotta
jumped on her back to jump.
So he jumps on her back as she's standing up and he jumps on her?
Yeah.
Bro!
And the thing is, she's like 6 foot tall.
This motherfucker's got balls. What the fuck? Did he think he, like, was gonna gain her power or some shit?
I don't know, bro.
He
stabbed her with her retractable knife like it was a joke or some shit.
Bro, did he think that he was gonna climb the family hierarchy? He was like, this is
if
how
I kill the biggest one!
He was like, he thought this shit was prison? Motherfucker was like,
gotta tap the
biggest bitch on the yard.
I know, motherfucker.
Bro, he's trying to get all of them fucking
souls. He sold a fucking, like, boss bars to
him. He started Birdman hand rubbing his hands, bro.
No, you just like hear right before the incident, I'm about to end this man's whole career.
I just want to know why the fuck does he act like, he kind of like, the way you described him, he kind of acts like a state, like a case study for like Roy Ridge.
He's fucking crazy. He's just a crazy guy. And
but
he's just so wild.
He's only done that twice and never's done it again. Like, it's just like in major stages of his life, he's just like,
fuck this!
He's like, fuck you!
He did that shit in middle school where he looked up on his iPad, how to kill Mr. Skis on Google, bro, and Mr. Skis got it. That shit was so funny. It was so
classy.
No. Okay, granted, I love Mr. Skis, but...
don't you dare say those fucking words.
He was old,
man. He's racist,
he
bro.
He was old school, but he was cool as living.
Old
bro,
school?
I wanna...
Motherfucker was 50s old school. He was racist. Skis was racist.
But
bro looked at me and JT was like, nah, bro, you aren't white enough. Get to the fucking bag. Out of here.
Granted, Mr. Skis... let, like, my middle school, like, 4'8 self with my Logitech computer, like, sit in the back and type away my fucking essay going, like, 1,000 miles per hour, making the most loudest noises on a fucking Logitech. That's why he
bro,
was
bro, if
cool.
I, like, tapped too hard on my iPad, he'd be like, Cam, you're a useless piece of shit. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
No one has ever liked you in your entire life. You're the worst kind of person, and I hope you kill yourself.
I remember.
Like, that's the kind of shit, like, if I do something, like, so unbelievably fucking minor. Remember, like, raise my time at a time that he feels is inconvenient towards him to answer.
He's like, yo, okay, because he did do that shit. Remember those two freakouts he had? He had that freakout on Nia where he was like, you're a fucking poor piece of shit that looks like a fucking cockroach, you piece of shit. And
Who did this?
He was, this was Mr. Skis and this girl named
Nia.
Skis?
Yeah, this was Mr. Skis. Well, to be honest, she did kind of look like a cockroach.
Well, okay, that says, okay.
It's not, and that's not because race, that's because she's ugly.
In his last year, he was fucking cursed. He cursed us out sometime. There was this time in study hall. He was grading this, because he teaches 7th and 6th grade at the time, right? He was grading, like, the 7th graders' papers. And he was like, all these motherfucking retards and downies from fucking 7th grade didn't learn shit. They don't know nothing. I taught them in 6th grade and they still don't know the same shit. They're so stupid. These kids are so goddamn dumb. And he, like, had a freak out and left the class. But no.
Darius
typed on his iPad how to kill Mr. Skis. Because Mr. Skis was way out of pocket. And, like, Darius missed, like, a decent amount of school but came back. It was excused because Darius was having, like, mental problems because, like, I think his friend, like, had, like, mental issues or something like that. Something bad was happening to his friend, right? And Darius, like, had to take a break. And he came back. Yo, that shirt is cool as fuck. He just showed me a YAG shirt in his closet. But Darius came back and Mr. Skis was like, yo, bro, what the fuck? Where the fuck were you gone, bro? Darius was like, I had severe mental depression. Mr. Skis was like, I don't give a fuck, bitch. What the fuck are you talking about? Where the fuck were you at? And he, like, fully sneaked this is Darius and felt like the entire class. And so Darius, on his Mission Impossible brain set, bro, working 1,000 miles per hour, 150 intellect right now, fully dumped all his stats into one category, looks up on his iPad on Google in front of the class.
How to kill
Mr. Skis, as if that shit's a fucking Netflix show, dude.
What the fuck was he expecting, bro?
I don't know.
Bro, you should be old enough to know that shit isn't going to get you nowhere.
They used to flag your shit in middle school, and fucking Mr. Skis was like, bro, what the fuck?
I'm not gonna lie, I did some shit like that.
I'm on that though. What the fuck? What is this? Oh, okay, that's just lotion, okay. Man, like, bro, was like, bro, I was like, I'm on that. And he had, like, a full secret circle of lotion on his hand. It was like,
It's actually just like, these invisible gloves on. No, that's gotta be, like, laced with fentanyl. I mean, like, they're gonna die
Cam,
in, like,
bro, Cam, yo, oh, fuck. The way that Cam says that, like, there are people that are beyond heroin addicts now in our school, this would be like, bro, they're just walking liquid fentanyl. They just have fucking fentanyl.
No, the thing is, their hands are just, like, calloused from all the fucking fentanyl they do, so where it doesn't absorb into their skin, and if they touch you just die. their skin is like a fentanyl sponge. You'll just come out of their hand and absorb into yours.
Fucking, you know, they're all just fucking, like, Slenderman, bro. They touch you, you die, but they just got bad fentanyl on your hands and they're in the forest. Yo, remember Jace Rockout?
No.
You don't?
Meaning, bro, Milo. There's so many motherfuckers that you say the name of, I've seen before, I've had a full conversation with, and I have still no clue.
No, because we were, okay, because this reminded me, because we were going to record a podcast yesterday with, like, all the people that were from, like, 2019 when we first started recording the podcast, right? And we were thinking about Jace Rockel, right? And we were thinking about how crazy this motherfucker used to be back in the day. He was the short kid, hung out with, like, Jaceon, bro. He lived in Pineford. He burned a mattress in the forest.
What was the color of his skin?
White.
What?
Okay. White. Wait, he used to say the N-word.
What? Wait.
Homie was in, like, 7th grade, and him and this 4th grader burned a mattress in Pineford.
A 4th grader?
Fucking Viking funeral style for no goddamn reason, bro. Motherfuckers must have screamed Valhalla, wait, no, thought that shit was clean.
No, fucking pause. Pause.
I don't know. I feel like they were doing some finishing move. They thought that shit was the fucking Umbrella Academy. The Swedish people from Umbrella Academy.
And, like, end of Red Dead Redemption 2. They just shoot the mattress with, like, a fucking pyro. You see it. Stand and shake it.
Wait, what's the order?
I have questions. I gotta give you an understanding of this motherfucker. Here's two things off the bat, right? He used to carry on some Isaiah Rodgers Keeney nonsense, bro. Pre-Isaiah Rodgers Keeney, even though this kid was younger. He would carry around a tinted photo of his father, like, with Instagram filters on it. And he would be like, bro, my father's black. And it was just, like, a Latino fucking Dominican guy, right? That was just white. It was just a white Dominican guy, right? He'd be like, bro, my
father. Filter.
Yes. Motherfucker had overlays on the photo of his dad, dude. I swear to God, that's not segregation if I've seen it. Right? That's the first thing. The second thing is, my friend, my homie Aiden Torres, bro, he was telling this story where, like, I think him, Jace used to be the smart kid, so he was in, like, gifted. They had gifted back in the day, right? And Aiden would be in gifted, and Jace used to be like, yeah, bro, like, I just be stealing the fuck out of my grandma's shit. Like, I go to her house and I just rob the fuck out of her. I steal all of her shit. Like, I'm just a mad thief. Like, I have grand larceny charges against my grandma. Yo, Aiden, where do you live, bro? Like, he's fucking... And he said that shit in the same sentence. The motherfucker, this is crazy.
Like, that's normal?
And dude had balls. Like, Jaceon was this big ass... Like, we were in 6th grade, motherfucker was like 5'10", 160,
which
bro.
Is wild.
Big Menace wore like these big ass N1 shorts chains.
Has actually thrown multiple kids down steps.
Full ministry, bro. Real menace to society type shit, right? And we're at the bus stop and motherfucker had his J's on. And J's Rock, you know, stepped on them as like little kids do since we were in like 6th grade. He like stepped on Jace's fucking shoes and he was like, yo, bro, don't step on my shoes again. And Jace was like, okay. Steps on his shoes again. Jaceon picks Jace up, slams him on the collar of his neck. Fucking TKO style, bro. Fully rocked his shit right
there. Never was in gifted ever again.
Never. I don't think there was a time. Remember Tyler, the school shooter?
No, wait, no, you can't keep moving on. I have questions.
Okay, what are your questions? There's too many of these motherfuckers. We gotta keep the lightning around this shit.
Okay, so first general question. Why are there so many just fucking, like, I don't know, like, cryptids? Why are there many cryptids at Middleton? That's my first question.
Bro, because they're all just drifters as fuck. They're all just drifters. These are all just characters out of, like, I don't even know. These guys are all just religious fucking characters. Like, I swear to God.
I just can't. Like,
there's not a single person in Middletown I don't think would make a good Bible story, bro. Like, that's the best way I could find it. It's either they would make a good Bible story or they sound like they were molested by Catholics earlier in their fucking life. I swear to God. It's one of the two. It's one of the two, bro. Because I tell you, we, like, with this hazing shit, it's opened my eyes to the amount of pure caucasity that is going on with the craziness that is happening, bro. It is pure white night wildness,
bro.
WKW, bro.
They ruined it for everybody.
I can't say that. Any of these motherfuckers make a good Bible story.
Bro, it was like... It's like, you know the scene, you know how, like, in John Wick, he can't see all the people that are trying to kill him until the end of the second movie, right? Where the whole world turns on him, right?
Yeah.
It was like the hazing shit happened, and then my eyes opened as John Wick to see all the crazy motherfuckers around me, dog.
You became like,
why are you saying it like you've gained, like, omniscience?
Last Neo movie.
You're right, there's still some of these motherfuckers popping out of the woodworks. We haven't even reached, like, the iceberg yet. We haven't reached to the
last
bottom.
Neo movie where they, like, take the fucking pins out of their skull and they just, wake up and they're in some, like, a wild ass laboratory.
Fucking hell.
They're fucking made.
Just.
No,
I swear to God. It's because they're all part of this goddamn Splinter Cell. It's gotta be a Splinter Cell. I don't know what it is. They call it as much retard.
Have you guys ever played fucking Spore?
No. Wait, I've heard of it.
Yeah, that's how those fucking crackheads are made. Some guy takes like a character creator, makes this fucking like monster, and then just releases it.
No. You know what they are, bro? Oh. These kids are all the kids from kindergarten.
Yeah.
You know the game Kindergarten, bro? These are all just those kids. That's
Oh my god! That brings back way too many memories.
That's just what this is.
Not
bro.
Kindergarten.
They're all just kindergarten kids.
For the real
They're
question
all just
is,
the kids from
the real
that
question
day.
Is who's the killer teacher?
Yes.
Who's Nugget? Skis. Skis is the killer
teacher. Skis was the fucking principal. He put a glove on.
No,
he was
a janitor. Nugget, you know who Nugget is?
Bryce.
Yeah, bro. It's Bryce Rivnack.
Okay, speaking of Bryce, we gotta give Bryce Rivnack his fucking props. Because Cam goes to me earlier today and is like, yeah, bro, you know, like, Bryce makes, like, professional YouTube videos? Like, he doesn't get that many views, but, like, he has very well-edited YouTube videos. And I didn't know fucking Bryce did, like, YouTube at all for, like, the last, like, 10 years or so. And we fucking talk to Bryce, like, every single day, dude, right? And I'm like, I gotta see what this is about. So I start watching his YouTube. He has the most entertaining chess play of my fucking life. I was sitting there
cackling.
On the edge of your seat watching.
And then I forget what the game he started playing, but it was like some Ark type of game or some shit like that or whatever it was. And he just had me sitting there crying. And this guy's my age, bro, with no face cam.
And the thing is, we know who this motherfucker is. We know his humor.
We know a guy's humor, and he made it fucking amazing. Like, we just gotta give homie his props because Bryce.
You
want to
know something? It's his creative outlet. He's saying like the shit that happened with his friend. Like he's like, yeah, this happened to me. I was in an awful state. I was going to make a few videos, but I just couldn't. And now I just am. And like. He has a creative outlet for his, like, fucking...
Exactly! Like, bro just stopped wilding and became normal and just had creative juices, dude. Homie just turned into, like, 2016 Kanye for no fucking reason. Like.
Bro, I can't wait till he gets famous and one of, like, the videos I took of him comes
out. Okay, who do you think's gonna get famous first? Him or Eric? Like, Big Heat.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie, Eric, I like your music, bro. But you're not going anywhere. Like, you're gonna be one of those fools that like lives and dies in
Midtown.
Bro, you're moving to the projects.
Yo, how did it start from, yo, bro, I'm not gonna lie, I like what you do, your career not gonna be that far, to, yo, you're gonna be a fucking county for life, dog. You're living in this set 17057 for the rest of your fucking days, dude.
If he does music, bro, he's not making out of Middletown,
This is just not gonna bring him out the trap of Middletown, bro.
Never in a trillion years.
What about Rip the Queen? The song he dropped on
Rip the Queen, it's good, but the fact that that's like one of his only three good songs.
Three? How many songs does he have?
Like one every
30,
single
1,000? Yeah, like 1,000, bro. He's got a fucking Lil Wayne archive on SoundCloud, I swear to God. Eric drops like a song every other hour, bro. Motherfucker's on that Kanye shit. 1,000 beats per song.
I have an idea, right? Ready? Hear me out?
Okay.
Okay. We bring a gun to a government building, right?
No, helicopter crash album.
Helicopter
crash album. Oh my god!
We record skits and songs on that bitch?
Kendrick Lamar, where there's like. The beginning, it's always like a funny ass skit, and then at the end, it's just a poem that continues.
here's the thing.
To Tupac? Right?
Yeah, like to Tupac, a butterfly.
Our Tupac will be Mr. Z, bro. How about that?
Mr. Z. My man,
my brother, my slime.
That man has more soul than me as a black man.
Why'd you say it like that?
God.
My slime.
Mr. Z has more soul than me as any black man I have ever met in my life.
I just like to think that Mr. Z is every race.
He is fucking. He is just America the melting pot, bro. He is that.
He's the melting pot.
No. When he said the N word once, I was just like.
You're like, damn. I mean, like, what are you supposed to say? He said it.
Like, I remember he used to have this crazy Italian fucking approach. I'll get into the Mr. Z N-word shit. But he always used to have this crazy Italian approach to Bryce farting in class, right? So Bryce would fart in class. He would be like, Bryce, come on! You're disappointing your mother.
You're breaking your mother's heart!
He'd be like, you see your friend Talon over there? His nose is bleeding. His nose is crying because of your antics, Bryce. Come on! Give us some decency, Bryce. Come on, just give us a little courtesy next time. Come on, man. Like, oh my god.
Bryce would just be sitting there, you know, like practically a 4-year-old. Like, I'm sorry, man.
Bro, I remember thank God, I had Mr. Z during the famous Realtor lockdown. Remember the Realtor lockdown at the middle school?
Yes.
So when the fucking a realtor came into our middle school and they just locked the building down.
Well, you were in his class? I was in fucking.
Dude, I was in IT holding a knife.
Mr. Crawford gave y'all knives?
Bro, he gave us weapons.
Mr. Crawford
No. When I tell
like,
you
he gave you actual weapons. I'm just imagining you just in there like.
No, when I tell you that this Mr. Crawford is a G, you will never ever be as fucking stone cold as this man. No, as soon as he got the email that like they were on lockdown and got the call, he was like, everybody, we're on lockdown. Line up against the wall. Motherfucker stands
up. Who's got a gun?
No, he stands up. He fucking tightens his apron. He takes off his glasses.
Holy!
Wait, can I? Yeah. No, just to show how fucking cold this man is. He fucking, like, he stands up. He goes, fucking tightens it. He goes, walks over, grabs, like, a couple knives, some hammers.
You!
Then he's like,
he looks around to look for his strongest.
He goes, I'm gonna watch this door. Keep an eye out. And then I'm holding a fucking knife. Josh Luther is a fucking hammer. We're all
Josh Hernandez, not Josh Luther. Josh Luther.
No.
Josh
so father. Let me tell you. So like a ton of the people are fucking crying because they're scared. Fucking
y'all was just gathered up. You
Mr. Crawford and fucking 3 12-year-olds were fucking like,
yo, we ready at all. Mr. Crawford was the boss and y'all was the henchman.
Bro, it's like you walk into a dungeon and there's a bunch of little goblins and a fucking, like the boss in the middle.
Dude, I was scared. But the moment this man, this fucking Stone Cold fucking killer,
like, you need this
the moment
knife.
He handed me that, all
was
my
that
fear
your,
fucking
was that your gang initiation, bro? It was like,
bro,
you're like
I'm not scared of fucking nothing.
The moment he handed me that knife, all the fear left. I'm like, you know what? If I'm fucking dying,
really,
I'm dying.
If I really looked you dead in the eye and said, we ride together, we die together.
I legit said, if I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die fighting.
Bro, everybody in Mr. Z's was laughing their asses off and crying at the same time. Like, me and Isaiah were laughing because white girls were crying, right? We just thought that shit was hilarious, right? And fucking Mr. Z's like, guys, come on. Listen, this could be the last moment of your lives. Hear me out. You gotta be serious. I'm gonna put my life on the line for you guys, right? You know, he always reminded me, he was always like two things. He always reminded me of two things, bro. He always reminded me out of fucking Henry Hill from Goodfellas or the Irish guy from Goodfellas. And in Good Will Hunting, who's the fucking Boston guy? Like the best friend in Good Will Hunting, bro. The fucking crazy dude. Because Mr. Z used to just talk about how crazy he used to be back in the day.
Honest, I thought you were about to mention the third guy from Goodfellas. I'm like, so all
what,
three
main characters are good friends.
No, all four. And the fucking Big Papa dude. He is like a big Italian guy.
He's only in the beginning of the movie, though.
Bro, huh? Tell me why I don't remember Mr. Z's lower half whatsoever.
I swear,
I can only imagine him in his desk from slightly chest level up.
You're kind of right, though. Wait, what the fuck? Wait.
Like, I don't remember, like, I remember him walking around, but it was never his look. Nope. Like, I have no idea. His legs could have been, like...
But he was so cool. He left such an impression, bro.
Like, he could have just been, like, no legs, and I would have been none the wiser.
Like, bro, that Edward shit was cool as fuck, bro. That was a teaching... That was, like, Huckleberry Finn.
And the thing was, he was just like, all right.
Huckleberry Finn!
Okay, you know how, like, people would be like, bro... When the teacher said the N-word while reading Huckleberry Finn, that shit was fully unnecessary. When Mr. Z was singing fucking Tupac and said the N-word, that shit was fully necessary, bro.
He needed
it was
to
100%
get the point across.
Fully, bro. Like, there was no reason.
My favorite was whenever he would always, like, he'd be like, all right, we're listening to this.
Like,
he would, like, don't tell your parents type shit. He would just be like, all right, don't tell anyone that doesn't also do this class about this.
Because, like, I'm North Sudanese, bro, so I didn't have, like, that full, like... kind of like urban blackness growing up, and we were doing like this Tupac like racial fucking unit that was about like the racial issues like in America, that type of shit, blah 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 blah, and like he was literally sitting down here like a fucking artist on Genius, and he goes like this. It was a mic drop moment. This go guy, he plays the song, he goes, rewind that shit, plays it back. He didn't say shit, but he's like, rewind that.
If he did, it would have been so much better.
We listened to it again. And he says, pause that right there. Did y'all hear that?
Why is he saying
Did
he
y'all
like
hear
X?
That?
Like an articulate black
Did
man.
Y'all hear that?
And Malcolm
like,
X.
And we're like,
yeah.
We're so fucking attentive. Fucking even Martez Bolenhage, motherfucker's locked into this lesson, right? And he's like, pull the trigger, kill a nigga. You know what he's talking about?
And that silence after he said
he's talking
the
about the N fighting. He's talking about the communities. He's talking about your communities. He's talking about you guys. Know about your culture.
I can only imagine him pointing to like the one black kid. He's talking about you guys. He's talking about you.
He always reminded me of the fucking the tutor in Aquila and the Bee. You know that spelling bee movie with the black girl?
Oh my god!
He always reminded me of the black tutor in that. That was like, I used to be pro, but now I'm gonna teach you.
That silence after he said, pull the trigger, kill a neighbor.
Yeah, I was so scared.
Like, after he said the N-word, there was, like, such a long silence for such a short period of time. Because
me and Martez and Jason, it was
like... It was just like everyone stares at Naya, like, waiting for her to just be like, what the fuck, Miss Susie? Say, like, something, like, so fucking stupid.
What did she say?
Nothing. She
we
sat
all,
there and watched.
We
like
all
the fucking were, rest of us. Because
we were all intentive, bro. We were all like,
he's right.
How could you say something so controversial, but so fucking right, bro?
Also, Eric Andre. No, when I was in it.
Did he also say it to you guys for that fucking lesson?
He apologized.
He apologized?
Did someone complain? No, he apologized to, like, every fucking person except for my class. It was wild.
He didn't apologize to my class.
Damn.
He did what? He probably just lied about apologizing to each class. Like, each class, he was like, guys, I apologize to the other guys.
Did he, like, slowly get more confident?
Oh, my God. No, but it was like, I had him period two. And then, like, Talon and Bryce had them, like, period five.
Yep,
he apologized to them and not us.
No, he didn't apologize to my class, bro. I was in Bryce's.
Oh, fuck, what?
He didn't apologize.
Talon, that bitch lied to me.
But, yeah, he was just like, hey, I'm sorry if I have to say this, but it's important to part of the lesson. And we were all just like, say what? Because it was censored.
He said, say what? What curse word could you be saying?
Like, Deadass, we thought he was going to say, like, fuck or something.
And then he goes, fuck it.
And then he's like, huh?
He said that shit with Tyson's brother, like, when he was doing his internship right next to him. Remember fucking, what's his name? The oldest? The guy.
Tate?
No, that was in your grade. The oldest, Trey. Trey.
Oh my god. He never did do that fucking, like, personality thing. From the first day to the last day.
What?
The personality test thing, it was like...
Oh, yeah.
Not a single fucking person.
He came back. He's now a substitute now. He came back as... Remember when he was
Mr.
a substitute? No, not Mr. Z. Fucking Trey. He's a sub. Remember, he was a substitute last week.
No!
He was like he was our gym fucking coach for a while.
Why did the fucking numbers turn red?
Because it's coming up on that hour mark.
Stop an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, my god. No.